This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Revolution with Juan McCartney is sponsored by J.S. Johnson, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Marco's Pizza, the Ministry of Health, Shop Smart, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, ML Foods Limited, Island Game, Airborne Freight and Cargo Services, John Bow, BTC, the Digital Transformation Unit, and Fidelity Bank Bahamas.
Good afternoon, Bahamas, and welcome to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. Today we have, in the second hour, we're going to be talking about my gateway, all right? The portal that you can use to get all sorts of government services. But other than that, we're going to be talking about a few other things. I don't have any specific set agenda, so you can feel free to call in if you want to talk about a particular topic. The assistance line is down today, but you can call me if you have anything that you, because I got a lot of stuff I'm actually dealing with for other people already. You can call me if you want to talk about anything in particular that's come to your mind. 323-6232. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4316. 325-4259. And 422-4796. All right. I want you to know, before we get started, that John Bull is giving you 24 reasons to believe this holiday. Enter to win one of 24 $500 gift cards with every $50 spent. Winners then vie for the grand prize of a $5,000 gift card. Believe in joy, the joy of John Bull. Okay. So first thing is we want to congratulate Jonquel Jones. She's made Forbes list of 30 under 30 for sports. Great accomplishment. We got John Roll yesterday, Jonquel Jones today for a tiny country. We're really representing well on the world stage. We want to always make sure and do better for us. And also, you know, there's perspective with things too, you know. So Candia Dames is the Guardian's executive editor, and she is currently in Gambia, okay? The Gambia, all right? And because they're having an election on Saturday, and she's part of the Commonwealth Observer Group monitoring the election. Gambia, beautiful country, rich history, all right? Escaped the shackles of colonialism. But Gambia is incredibly poor, all right? And there's reasons for that, all right? Tribal issues and other issues coming from colonialism and everything like this. Gambia's got over 2 million people. So perspective, just perspective on the Bahamas. Gambia's got over 2 million people. Gambia's gross domestic product is less than $6 billion. Okay? I want you to let that sink in. All right? Gambia's got over 2 million people. Its gross domestic product, okay, is just over $5 billion. The average per capita income in Gambia is $746. All right? That's $746 a year for each person in Gambia. The Bahamas has a GDP of, well, now they're claiming it's $10 billion, but you could have ballparked it at $12 billion easily, $12 to $13 billion easily in 2019. But the Bahamas has a gross domestic product of over $10 billion at least. The Bahamas has maybe 400,000 people, okay? 400,000 people in the Bahamas with a gross domestic product of over $10 billion, okay? We've managed to do quite well for ourselves, and we do want better, yes. We want to make progress, more progress, yes. But we don't want to sit here and say that nothing's happening, that nothing's going on that's good, all right? The Bahamas has 400,000 people, gross domestic product, easily twice that of the Gambia, with over 2 million people. We have a per capita income of about $30,000. Now, I know what you're saying. Well, I don't make $30,000. And it is skewed, and that has caused us to not be able to borrow as we want from the World Bank, et cetera. But we have to be mindful of what we have, okay? We look around us and we do say that, particularly since we go to the United States so much, we do say, well, we look around and go, this isn't good enough, right? And there's a lot of poverty. There's a lot of broken down stuff. There's a lot of people who aren't making enough money to do what they need to do. But when we talk about us as a country, we got to have some perspective. So you go in Gambia, everywhere, there's dirt roads. And I'm not trying to disc the Gambia or nothing like that. Candia sending pictures back. It's dirt roads everywhere. It's cars that are years and years and years old. People are literally, there are people who are going around with like horses and cattle driving carts, you know? I'm not trying to diss the Gambia. What I'm saying is, when we look at some of the other countries and the development that's taken place, we got to put in perspective what the Bahamas has done and accomplished. And we got to be proud of our accomplishments, but we also got to be mindful that we got to keep going. All right? So put that in perspective. So that Jonquel Jones from Little Bahamas is in the Forbes 30 under 30, that John Roll from Little Bahamas is one of the 50 people who changed global finance, global electronic finance in 2021, we got to be proud of these accomplishments, okay? And we got Buddy Hield, DeAndre Ayton, we got NFL players, we got people who are doing great things from a very small country. So we always got to put that in perspective as to where we're going. Okay, I want to talk about a couple of things, and you could chime in if you want or not, all right? I don't know what's on your mind. But the first thing is this, and this often, this just, I try not to talk about this because I don't understand. I mean, I do understand, but I don't get what it is that we're shooting for at this point, okay? So the United States is tightening up restrictions in the wake of the Omicron variant of COVID-19. They're saying now that you need to have, let me read it for you. It says, last month, the administration implemented stronger international travel protocols, including requirements for foreign travelers to be fully vaccinated. The very day the WHO variant was identified, the very day the World Health Organization identified the new Omicron variant, the Biden administration took immediate steps to restrict travel from the countries in the region where it was confirmed to be spreading quickly. The president will announce additional steps to strengthen the safety of international travel, just as we have to face this new threat, just as we have faced those that have come before it. Early next week, the United States will tighten pre-departure testing protocols by requiring all inbound international travelers to test within one day of departure globally, regardless of nationality or vaccination status. This tighter testing timeline provides an added degree of public health protection as scientists continue to assess the Omicron variant. All right, so early next week, you're going to have to be required to get a test within 1 day of traveling to the United States. Now, let's set aside for a moment what that means for just Bahamians traveling to the United States and think about the broader picture. This now means that it's more difficult for tourists coming here to go back home because they got to get a test within 1 day. So my question is, what are we doing to facilitate that? Right? The current administration had promised free testing. He said you were ready to govern on day one. Remember that? They said they had promised free testing. Now you're telling me that the free testing should be rolled out sometime in the first quarter of next year. That could be anywhere till the end of March. And we have a very serious issue now that we have to look at. I mean, we don't have to panic, but we got to take a serious look at it because now the tourists are going to have a more difficult time getting back. Now, I don't know if the hotels or the Ministry of Tourism is looking at including, like, the antigen tests on property that you can get the day before you check out or the day that you check out. I don't know if there's some sort of ramping up at facilities that they can get tested before they check out. And I'm not certain how it all works now with the tourists when they're checking out. The U.S. was saying they want to test within 72 hours, right? That's what the standard is now. So a lot of tourists can actually get the test when they leave, come for the weekend, and go back on the same test. That's a plausibility. But if you're coming for like a 5-day stay, a 7-day stay, then you're going to have to get tested here. So I'd be interested to know what it is that they're looking at in terms of how we're going to address this problem. Will it mean that bookings will decrease? Will it mean that U.S. travelers will now suddenly say, well, it's too much of a hassle to travel, so we're not going to do that? I'd love to know what it is that we're looking at. All right. Now, I think the whole... Anyway, see, you can't win for losing because people are going to say, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist and all this like that. I think that people want to push the panic button. I don't know why. I think that people, when it comes, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's been conditioning over the past 18 months, but people have their hand over the panic button like this, and as soon as you say, oh my God, you hit the panic button, right? So you got one case of Omicron in the United States, and now there's this, they've identified in South Africa, you put a ban on the African countries, we follow suit. There's one case in the United States. Are we going to put a ban on the United States? No, right? But we put a ban on South African travel. All right? Are we going to be able to figure out who was in South Africa in the past 2 weeks? Are we going to be able to figure out who was in the Netherlands in the past 2 weeks? They have it in the UK now. All right, I'd like to understand, because what happened was there was this mad rush to say, oh, South Africa ban, right? Panic button. New variant, panic button. South Africa ban that we had, which made no sense. So are we going to now ban the U.S.? Are we now going to ban the U.K.? Are we going to ban European travelers because Omicron's out there waiting to kill you? All right? We have, and the silliest thing about it, right, is people are saying, well, we don't know how dangerous it is yet. But you've already had people who've recovered. Every case we've heard of has recovered and has had mild symptoms. That's what it is. But somehow people are saying, well, we don't know, so be careful. We don't know, so freak out. And you want to have this kind of mindset to where you're like wanting it to be something bad. You want it to be this contagion that everything collapses again, right? People are freaking out over the carnival at what's the place name? Jesus, Fort Charlotte, right? People are freaking out that the carnival's there. Like, lighten up. Oh, what are you talking about? I don't understand why we can't have Junkanoo. All right? I don't understand why the carnival is a problem for them to be there. I don't know what world of fear and panic you're living in. What do you want the children to do? Grow up? Have you ever read? Well, y'all don't read. There's a book series called, I don't even ask no more. I just know. Right? Read nah, player. It ain't like that. Anyway, there's a series of books called the Silo series, right? And what the Silo series is, it's that this unknown thing started killing people on Earth, right? It's this dystopian future, right? And they built these huge silos that go like 50 floors down into the ground, right? And everybody lives in these silos, right? And nobody wants to go, nobody can go outside, and life has to be lived in the silos, all right? The first book is Wool. I think it's Wool, Dust, and Shift, something like that. Anyway, that's how we're operating. Like, we want to live in the silo. Like, we can't go outside. Oh, you go outside, the nanites are going to kill you. That's what happened in the Silo series, right? It's out there. It's all over. Let the children be raised where they don't see sunlight and where they're not able to go outside and play. That's what we want to do. That's how we want to live, right? Push the panic button anytime anything comes up. People are tired of it. And anytime I think I'm going crazy, right? I tend to Google stuff, and I go like, COVID panic, and you know what pops up all the time? All these right-wing Republican things, and I'm thinking, and I find myself agreeing with most of them, right? And I think, am I a Republican, or are the Republicans just on the side of like more being able to critically think through this? I don't know. I'm not none of that. I'm Bahamian. That's their politics. That's their business. But I'm just saying, when you look it up, and people are saying, well, you know, yes, be safe, but life can't stop. All right? There's got to be something different than that. We got to find a way to live with it, right? And y'all want Omicron to be this thing that shuts everything down. And nations that are, and we're following the lead of people who are much more well-equipped to live like that than we are. All right? Nations like the Gambia, they can't take no lockdowns. They're living day to day. They got to deal with whatever they're dealing with, a lot of them. Nations like the Bahamas, yes, we have advanced. Yes, we have a good, healthy gross domestic product. But we can't take no more lockdown, restrict this, and the kids can't go to school. You know how much damage has happened? I was listening to Dwight's show the other day with the people from talking about domestic abuse. Talking about how when the lockdowns happened, the people had to go struggle to go get these people out of situations where they were being terribly abused. You know how much darkness has gone down? How many kids have fallen behind and will be scarred for decades and decades because grown men and women who run the world couldn't figure out a different way to do this? And the World Health Organization, who knows how desperate the situation is in a lot of these countries? They're recommending these same things that they're recommending for these big industrialized countries, and it doesn't make any sense. And when I talk about it, people go, conspiracy theory, yada, yada, yada. But if we've seen that Omicron is not yet that dangerous, then why push the panic button now? Why push the panic button and do harm now? This one-day testing thing, that has real potential to harm our tourism product at a time when we're trying to bounce back. It's bizarre to me. Anyway, I want to talk about something else. But we got a phone call? That's fine. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon? No? Okay. Was that someone? They cut off? You call back. If you got something cogent to speak about, please. I don't want to hear how your tea was this morning. I'm not trying to be rude. I just truly don't care. All right. Shannon Dawn Cartwright is now coming out to defend his name. Okay? Cartwright defends pre-election contracts. Okay. Why? Let me. So Brave Davis announced of assembly on Monday revealed that the budget for the beaches and parks authority, ballooned, the allocation ballooned from 15 million to 37 million. All right? 150%. Between June, the end of June and apparently the end of, what was he saying? The end of October, something like that. And now it's, and the spending balloons so much that now it's projected to hit 37 million for the year. And Shannon Dawn Cartwright is getting up and saying, I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything untoward. We followed processes. I got a question for you. Why Shannon Dawn Cartwright got to defend that? Because Shannon Dawn Cartwright don't set his budget allocation. Shannon Dawn Cartwright don't sign off on payments for contracts at the Treasury or the Ministry of Finance. Why isn't the former Minister of Finance defending it? Why isn't Kwesi Thompson, the former Minister of State for Finance, defending it? Why didn't he say anything? I didn't hear him say anything about it. Maybe he did. Why doesn't he defend it when he was making his contribution this morning in the House of Assembly? And I'm not caping for Shannon Dawn Cartwright, but I'm just saying logic dictates that, not logic, facts dictate that the minister doesn't approve his own budget allocations, the budget allocations for his ministry. Finance has to approve it. And any extraordinary spending outside of the budget would fall under the contingency fund, which I believe is 5% of recurrent expenditure. That has to be approved by the Ministry of Finance. Has to be. So I don't know why Shannon Dawn Cartwright is out here, the whipping boy and the poster child for this, because he ain't the one who controls the purse strings. Now, if you want to say, well, Shannon Dawn was complicit in shelling out contracts to party supporters, that's one thing. But acting like Shannon Dawn's responsible for this money don't make no sense to me. And that's not because I know Shannon Dawn Cartwright and I know he's a cool guy. This just because it just don't make sense. Like, he's not the one who should be answering to this, in my mind. Well, I'm sorry, we got a phone call? Sure. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Afternoon, Sean.
Hi. Well, hey, how you doing?
Good. I mean, I couldn't agree with you more on your COVID comment. I mean, I think it's been nonsense from the get-go. Let's take South Africa. Their COVID cases doubled from, what, 22 to 2,400-odd. UK has 10 times that number daily.
Right.
And here we are, we're saying, oh, South African, you can't come, but, you know, the English are coming in and out with no problem.
Exactly.
So what sense does that make?
None.
And The numbers are all taken out of context. They're just pure numbers. Jumping up and down and screaming, oh, my God, there's 2 million people in India with COVID. Well, that's an insignificant number of the population.
Right. Percentage-wise.
Which is not what people are looking at. We've had, what, 22,000 cases here?
Mm-hmm.
That 5% of the population.
Absolutely, yeah. It's not. I mean, I've been saying that we've been overreacting for a while, and I understand protecting public health, but at this point, you know, come on, like, we gonna let it continue to like slow the progress of the world at this point?
Well, this is it, and they're looking at it as you pointed out. They've done all of these actions to lock people down without considering the consequences. I mean, they did a study in the UK. They had 1,000, they looked at under 18. Mm-hmm. They had 6 that they could confirm die of COVID. That were, of those 4, had comorbidity. Yeah. At the same time, 1,000 lost their lives because they couldn't get medical care. How's that working?
Yeah, it's not working. It's not.
Exactly.
Like, you have Australia, right, which had some of the strictest COVID restrictions on the planet, maybe the strictest, right? And they couldn't stop the spread of COVID.
No, you can't. It's nature. It's going to do what it's going to do. We have to learn to live with it. And as long as the hospital facilities are not overwhelmed, that's how it's going to have to be.
Yeah, I agree.
Before we're all said and done, we're all going to end up with COVID.
I mean, maybe so, you know, you may be right. We may have had COVID already, you know. And so I'm not trying to diminish COVID and everything like that, but if you're telling me, look at the science, look at the facts, right, and all this stuff has to be science-based and fact-based, the fact is we don't know that anyone's died from Omicron. all the information we have so far is that it's the mildest version yet of COVID-19. It's just me. I'm just the crazy one. Says, I like how the big decision makers in open society became no one in the silo. And whoa, oh, we got somebody. We got a reader. All right. Where are you behind? You read the silo series? No doubt. Good on you. Says Juan, the former minister of state of finance. The former minister of finance is still pretending he was in PM in the last administration. Yeah, I would like, I would, if I was Shannon Dawn, I'd get up and say, look, bro, I don't approve no budget. I don't go tell the minister of finance, yo, I need another $22 million. It don't work like that. That ain't on me. I'm just the one here saying, okay, I sign off on the contract. But you can't blame me for the budget increasing. We got a phone call. All right. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Mr. McCartney. How you doing?
Hey, Sparky. What's happening?
Really, I'm just listening into your conversation with COVID. You know, I think it will always be around here and always be dangerous if we don't adhere to some of the protocols that they give, that the medical people keep trying to tell us what to do. If we still want to go out partying and nightclubbing and not social distancing and not wearing the mask, not washing our hands, not following the rules, we can always have it around here. So you might be out with your friends, 18, 19, 20, 20-year-old, out partying with a bunch of 300 people out having fun. It might not affect you. You might go with no symptoms, but then you got mommy and daddy and auntie and grammy home. Next thing we know, they're gone. Yep. But behemoths continue to be playing. You know, and I understand 52. And I understand his anger that he always coming on top of calling people ignorant and dumb and stupid because they don't listen to what he say and this and that and that. And to me, he's not no scientist. To me, he's well read and he got a good memory about what he read in part of chemistry and so forth. But I agree with what he's saying. If the people don't listen and don't follow the rules, this is what's going to happen to them. It can be around here, and a lot got to die so men, so some could be saved. You understand where I'm coming from?
I think I do.
One, some people can die if they keep playing around doing foolishness.
People have died.
You know, I go in the pub, stop walk to get me a six-pack of Guinness. I got my mask on. Fella comes standing right on the side of me. Hey, Dad. He ain't got nothing on. You can see dirty as hell standing there. Spitting all over the place. Right on side of me, I got to ask the man who said, hey, man, can you ask this man to stay away from the side of me? Now, when I ask the man to get from on the side of me, some 6 feet or something, he won't get mad. And then, when you know these little girl rats, when they get mad, when they come outside, they won't fight. Anything to make them mad, they won't fight, because they done got some ganja in their head and some Guinness in their head. Anything won't fight, pull out gun, shoot somebody for nothing. That's how stupid we carrying on. Mm-hmm. And we wouldn't stop until everybody lay in a pool of blood on the ground through every little corner in the middle of the day. Fellas walking up shooting people while the person there standing up at a phone videotaping.
Sparky, you're rambling. Okay. So, let's... All right, text line. So many places are closed over Christmas and New Year's for testing also. It's a big problem. Yeah, it is a problem. Says, amen, Juan. We already know COVID kills, so what this new variant will do, kill us twice. Nervous Nellies are at the controls. The variant is milder. This variant is milder. The African countries already told us that is a good thing. Better to get this variant rather than the more deadly Delta. Our leaders aren't thinking at all. And you know what else, too? And I'm going to say it, right? Because I don't care, right? The American mainstream media, as accomplished and as well-resourced as it is, they've fallen into this sort of groupthink to where no sort of opposing narrative is ever vetted or portrayed in its entirety. And I noticed it. And the New York Times, which is the best newspaper on earth, as far as I'm concerned, they've fallen into it too, which is a crying, tragic shame. So the narrative is always, always, always the most dangerous scenario. So when they were having the narrative for vaccinating kids and they had the panel at the FDA, the New York Times like left out the majority of the reporting of the pediatricians who were against vaccinating children. They now have more data, so maybe they've changed their mind, but the reporting. And you have to go dig and dig for proper data. I read a news story. I think it was ABC News. And the whole news story was saying that, oh, the South African doctors didn't say Omicron isn't that dangerous conclusively. The whole story was trying to refute any sort of train of thought that Omicron wasn't that dangerous. And they've just fallen into trash, man. Like organizations that dwarf the New York Times is over 500 reporters. Like the only ones that try to be a little balanced in it is Associated Press, as far as I'm concerned. Like Reuters, their narrative is baked in. And I don't want to dismiss anything, and I don't want to say, well, COVID ain't real. What I want is, I want to have a rounded, sensible, logical discussion about it without everybody falling into this groupthink, hit the panic button, because it never made sense to me. It says the same Republicans who don't believe you should have to wear masks either. No, I mean, I ain't no Republican or Democrat because I am not American, and that's their business. All right, I'm minding my business. Uncle Joe could, you know, do whatever he wants. I don't have any say in it. One, Sire Fauci had a town hall last night. He said he wasn't going to change his holiday plans. He also said South Africa tripled its testing capacity and there should be a spike in cases there. Now the media is shouting, Omicron cases have doubled overnight. Sheesh. Yeah, it's nonsense. I'm gonna call garbage on it, dude. And I've noticed it. And I'm a journalist, okay? I deal in facts, I deal in verifiable data. And what I'm seeing is not journalism. All right? It's they're selling a story. And I want the full story. I don't just want one side of it. And I know I'm not crazy. That can trigger y'all. I don't want to talk about it. You watched the Kyle Rittenhouse trial? You watched the coverage of the Kyle Rittenhouse trial? Bro. Okay, quickly, and then we take a break, right? Kyle Rittenhouse is a dude in the States, right? And they had something in Ohio, right? They had a Black Lives Matter thing last year. And I know why, right? And I don't support all this, but he went to, and they were burning stuff down, you know, breaking stuff up a lot. So he went to a march in Ohio with an AR-15, right? I don't know how a 17-year-old gets an AR-15, but that's America for you, right? So anyway, he just was like, he trying to protect property and help and everything like that. Man, they saw this dude, these protesters, these are white protesters. They chased this dude down the street. One dude tried to swung a skateboard at his head. One dude pointed a gun at him. So anyway, he ended up shooting three people. Two of them died. Man, if you watch the media coverage of this, they have this dude, like, he's some Nazi sitting in a bunker waiting to go kill black people and destroy him and all this stuff. Like, and the guy got off, and all the media coverage was like, what a travesty. And in Ohio, it was against the law. And I'm not no white supremacist. I'm not no alt-right or right-wing or nothing, right? But I'm like, report the stuff properly, man. Stop trying to sell this narrative because you think that's what people want to hear. You're selling the fair narrative. Anyway, let's take a break. And then we'll come back.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
You've tried everything. ASUS with your mother's cousin's sister's auntie, and even hiding your money under your mattress. But is your money safe? Your Bahamian dollar deposit in a member bank or credit union is insured up to $50,000. If anything happens, your deposit up to the insured value will be returned to you thanks to Deposit Insurance. Visit Deposit Insurance Corporation at www.dic.bf.
Protection for your money guaranteed with DIC.
It's a different kind of Christmas, but everything is here.
Yes, everything is here at ShopSmart Department Stores. Two locations just for you. One on Mackey Street next to RBC, and in the Prince Charles Shopping Plaza. Come on down. Everything is here.
At ShopSmart.
At ShopSmart.
At ShopSmart.
Oh, everything is here.
With BTC Business's new smart solutions powered by super fast, reliable broadband, you'll feel like there are more versions of you working for you. From website design, development, and digital marketing to promote your business, 24/7 business class support to cloud solutions, security, and more. Multiply your growth today.
Mommy, I want a Barbie truck for Christmas, please.
Mom, I want Minecraft Legos.
Okay, sweet children, just write a letter to Santa and tell him what you want. And if you be nice, he just might put your gifts under the tree.
But Mom, Santa doesn't exist.
Who tell y'all that? I've got great news. You don't have to rely on Santa for gifts for the family this year. You can let Airborne Freight and Cargo Services not only shop for you, but bring your items right at your front door. Black Friday sales, Christmas specials, whatever the occasion, order your items online and let Airborne Freight and Cargo Services ship them over for you. Just call 377-0450.
Ho, ho, ho.
I know that's you, Daddy.
Yeah, we know.
If you like a hearty, meaty burger, the A1 Steakhouse King at Burger King Nassau has it all. With flame-grilled beef, lots of bacon, cheese, and crispy onions on a sesame seed bun, the only thing that can top this is the tangy flavor of A1 steak sauce. The Steakhouse King is a meat lover's dream, and with an ice-cold Pepsi and hot fries, it's all you need to fill your day. Get your A1 Steakhouse King as a combo or part of the new King's Feast, only at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Food security is a challenge for many. Now in a pandemic, many more are unsure of their next meal. Through their Feed 5000 program and a $20,000 donation, AML is working to ensure that everyone has a meal for the holidays, and they're inviting you to help. Now until December 17th, visit any Solomon's, Costrite, Fresh Market, or Domino's in Nassau or Freeport, and Exuma Markets in Georgetown to donate and help feed a family in need this Christmas. No amount is too small. Remember, we're all in this together.
Cashmas time, here we go. Percy's doing it big this year. Cashmas time with extra cheer. 12 days of merry winnings from your friends at Iron Game. Friends we trust, hey, we know. Cashmas time, here we go. Prizes and lots of dough. This Christmas, come catch a lick with 20 on your account. Quick, quick, quick. And you can win some awesome at Percy's Island Game.
At Fidelity, the holidays are all about family, spending time with loved ones, and being thankful for the little things in life. Worrying about bills should be the last thing on your mind, especially during the holidays. Let Fidelity help you get your bills under control. Fidelity can also get you started with a real savings plan that actually pays you interest. The only thing you need to think about is what you will do with the savings in your pocket this Christmas. Now that's what I'm talking about. Fidelity Bank is here for you this holiday season because you are family, and family is important to us.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Will McCartney. So good to have you with us. We're talking about nothing in particular, but we're talking about COVID and just the fact that there just seems to be a narrative to just frighten people, right? That goes beyond any science that I can wrap my mind around, right? Says, good day, one. Don't you see the play? America knows the potential impact on tourism on other nations. They know their people want to travel. Don't you realize they've been trying to promote local tourism for themselves? They're very methodical. Well, I don't know that that's it. Says, I wondered the same thing with Cartwright. The funds was authorized by someone bigger with him. I'm lost. Same one. I had French vanilla tea this morning. You wiping it? I don't. I really don't. People be trying to tell me how their day went. I don't care. At all, right? So. But with, okay, so with Shannon Don, right? I don't get him having to defend the overall budget allocation. But he does have to answer to the contracts that were given out. All right? Because Mikhail Bonaby is in the House. Is it Bonaby or Bonaby? He was in the House today talking about how they had duplicate contracts. They have a shortfall of $500,000 a month at beaches and parks, right? Shannon Don needs to answer to that. But the budget allocation going from $15 million to $37 million, I don't know how that come before him. It says, I won. The decision to ban the flights coming from South African region is totally ludicrous. My 20-plus years working at the airport, I've never seen a flight incoming directly from that region. All those flights are interconnected via other regions before they arrive here in the Bahamas. Our government needs to be careful and not play copycat with these bad decisions. Like, who in the Ministry of Health perked up and told Darville, there's a variant in South Africa that's also in a bunch of other European countries, but ban South African travel? What option does the Bahamian government have when the one-day testing is a U.S. mandate? Bahamians don't have issues with U.S. laws or the rules that govern our family lives here. We don't have no option. Our only option is to deal with it, adjust. One of these former FNM cabinet ministers jumping in saying we need this and that fixed urgently, but these things happened during Dorian. Why is it urgent now? Hypocrites. One, do you think you could use your connections to find out from the PHA how many people were hospitalized for their second case of COVID? That's a good question. I could try to find out. Omicron sounds like a Transformer movie, but we ain't listening, you all. Shut it down, lock down the country. You guys preached to us last year about COVID, and do what, ministers and medical professionals, the same rules should apply. I don't think it was with the COVID, dude. Like, with the carnival, you know? Like, there's mad energy about, oh, don't let the carnival come. And then what the people say? Oh, the foreigners can make all the money. What are you talking about? The foreigners... Some of y'all can think it through, right? Some of y'all can't think it through. The foreigners are the ones bringing the money, all right? That we spend a bit to give back to foreigners ain't no big thing, all right? One, your eyes are finally open. Now you finally see what some of us are saying. This virus was created for evil reasons. I mean, I don't know that. I don't know how the virus came about or whatever like that. What I do know is that there's a consistent narrative of outright fear around this stuff, and I'm just tired of acting like it makes sense. And if you don't go along with that narrative, right, there's a group of people who, you as a conspiracy theorist, you believe in lizard people and all this other stuff like that. No, dude, no. I can just think critically about something. Right? Anyway, we got to go to break. We'll be back on the other side. Oh, Rittenhouse was Wisconsin. Okay, yeah, Wisconsin. Sorry.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny, all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn, and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence, and we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them and the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone. So nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to Ocean. We're going to be talking with Mike Gateway here in a little while. You can let me know your thoughts. It says, Mr. McCartney, how come tourists are allowed to walk up and down without wearing masks? Last I checked, everybody's required to wear a mask, whether vaccinated or not. Let me state for the record that I think it's kind of stupid that you got to wear your mask outdoors. I don't get that, right? I do it. The outdoor, indoors, I can understand. And then also, I don't understand why you got to, like, wear your mask when you enter a restaurant, but then you take your mask off while you're sitting down eating in the restaurant for an hour. You got to make that make sense for me. We got our guest? Oh, okay. Just one moment. Okay, so we're going to be talking with our friends from My Gateway. My producers did not, as yet, inform me as to who is going to be speaking with me from My Gateway, but I'd be happy to have you go ahead and introduce yourself. Good afternoon. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing great. How's it going? I'm at a disadvantage. I'd love to know who it is that I'm speaking with.
Okay, well, right. I've gotten so used to this mask. My name is Michael Hamilton, and I'm the program manager for the Digital Transformation Unit. Also, you have with us Sametra McKinney, who is the manager for the National CERT.
Okay, Michael Hamilton and Sametra McKinney. Gotcha. All right. So we're talking about My Gateway. Explain to the Bahamians out there, and there's a lot of people who are already on My Gateway. Explain to them what My Gateway is.
Well, you are correct. There are a lot of people. There are actually over 50,000 of them right now. But my gateway is the centralized, safe, easy, secure portal to access government services online.
Gotcha. All right. So you're in charge of the digital transformation unit. This is a big project. There's a five-year, $30 million digital initiative. What all is this trying to cover?
Well, there are three major objectives. The first seeks to make government processes, services simpler and available online, pretty much to reduce the cost to the customer or whoever it is that's accessing the service, as well as to reduce the turnaround time. The survey done by the Bahamas Chamber of Commerce in conjunction with the Ministry of Finance and the IDB in 2018 indicated that for business persons, they had to go at least three times to get one business process completed. We want them to be able to get it completed the first time, every time, and instead of days and however long it's been taken, within minutes. That's really the end goal.
Right, I gotcha. So just so people know, there are a plethora, there's a plethora of services on My Gateway. So you got the Registrar General's Department, you got Road Traffic Department, you can go and renew your driver's license through Road Traffic. I did it last year, all right? And it was a seamless process. You got the police forces on My Gateway. You can renew your firearm licenses, which I need to do. You can get your police record. You still got to go pick the police record up. You can book your appointment to get your car license. You can apply for your passport, a passport renewal, right? You got a lot of different services, Ministry of Finance, all right? So explain to us the process of getting on My Gateway.
Okay, so before I speak to the process of getting on My Gateway, I want to just throw a plug in here. You spoke to the fact that you still have to go and pick up the document. Well, that's the first iteration. In successive iterations, we're working where you won't have to pick up documents because the documents would be just as the travel health visa where it's delivered to your device. So that's really where we want to go at the end game. That's the end game, yeah? And end game for some services are going to come as soon as first quarter of 2022. So keep watching this station. With respect to signing up for My Gateway, it's simple. You go online and you type in mygateway.gov.bs. Once you do that, the website will come up, and I would encourage you to please visit our website. There's a lot of information there, and we are going to be updating the website to show coming soon services or recently launched services so you can keep in touch. But once you go to the website, you choose login or register. If you haven't already had an account, then you'll be prompted to register. We know your name, so that's a simple part. And we know you have your NIB card with you, so all you need to do is type in your name as it is spelled on your NIB card. Now listen very carefully. If for any reason there's any mistake on your NIB card, you have two choices. Either sign up with it as it is on the NIB card or contact NIB and get that corrected and then come back and sign up. But what you enter must match your NIB card to the letter. And when I say to the letter, I mean to the letter. If your name is Juan McCartney Jr., JNR full stop, if that's on your NIB card, you must put the full stop, not just Juan McCartney JNR. And once you've done that and you've answered all the other questions, we expect that you would have an email address that you have access to because we're going to send you some information to your email. You're good to go. Entire process end to end should take you around 3 minutes.
Oh, excellent. So speaking of NIB, actually, are you planning on integrating NIB into that?
Actually, we already have to some degree. When you sign up on My Gateway, you're automatically validated against the NIB database in real time. So all 50,000 plus persons who are on My Gateway now, we know for a fact that what we have for them matches exactly what the NIB office has.
Okay. Now, can you integrate some of the Ministry of Finance's services, like paying your value-added tax, paying your property tax, et cetera? Hello?
That's an interesting one to answer. So let me answer it this way. We are going to be onboarding services in phases. And right now, we are working on some for Ministry of Agriculture, Ministry of National Security, the Department of Labor, among others. So it all will pretty much boil down to the sequence in which services are added.
Okay.
But specifically for Ministry of Finance, please note that there are already services from Ministry of Finance available on My Gateway for exemptions.
Oh, excellent.
Not property tax yet, though.
But not property tax, but just the exemptions. All right, yeah. Excellent. Now, you said the Ministry of Agriculture. What services do you have for that?
There are seven services for Ministry of Agriculture already available. License to import plants, fruits, vegetables, poultry, meat, dairy, and table eggs. Don't forget the table eggs.
Okay, table eggs, poultry, meat. Dairy, I got you.
Yeah, we're working on another 11 for them right now, actually. So once those are done, we'll be at 18.
Excellent, excellent. All right. So the thrust is to get everybody who's over the age of 18 signed up to My Gateway so they can access government services, yes?
That's the initial thrust. So recall when we started, we piloted it to public service officers only. Then we went to in Grand Bahama and Nassau, and then we rolled it out to the wider family islands. And then we widened that a bit to Bahamians, wherever they are. And then we widened it to persons with the right to work, meaning that they have a valid NIB and they have the right to work in the Bahamas, even though they're not Bahamian. And now I set on onboarding children. So by January, you should be able to apply for services, your police character reference for your children, their birth certificate, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Well, my wife said she already did the police record for the kids through My Gateway.
Yes. Well, now you're going to be able to do it the way we want you to be able to do it.
Okay. So. Excellent. Excellent. All right. Well, this is very good stuff. Pleased that it'll also help with the ease of doing business. It'll make the Bahamas a more competitive jurisdiction. It'll ease up a lot of the frustration people have with government services. This is a very good initiative, and it's excellent stuff. Is there anything else you'd like people to know about My Gateway?
Yes, I'd like Sumitra to tell them why they should sign up and why it's safe.
Yes. Good afternoon, everyone. So one of the things that we try to make sure that we offer you is a secure platform. We want you to be confident. We want every user to feel confident in using the platform. We've worked really hard to ensure that we have added and implemented security controls for all users. And we want users to not only use the platform, but know that when they are using it, that they can use it with confidence, because we're working and we need to work to make that happen.
Excellent. And what sort of security protocols do you guys do? You have your separate servers, or how does that work?
We're using, well, first thing, we have an all Bahamian development team. And those development team, they're using, yeah, I need to plug that in, sure. Mm-hmm. And we're using secure coding practices. We have encryption, obviously, multi-factor authentication. So if you've been on My Gateway, you know that we have strong access control in there. We also have strong redundancy for a high availability of the portal. And all of these things and more helps you, the user, to be able to have a smooth and available platform.
Excellent. All right. And you can also do things like post office rental renewal. Is there a greater thrust to have synergy within these government departments so that we don't have to repeat and duplicate all these services, et cetera?
Definitely. And that is why, for example, when you sign up on My Gateway, you sign up with your NIB number and we validate it in real time rather than asking you to upload a copy of the NIB. So there should be no service on My Gateway, for example, where you have to upload a copy of your NIB. And as we integrate with more and more agencies, there will be less and less things you will need to upload, because we can validate that through the data services ourselves.
Okay, excellent. Oh, my wife just messaged me and said that she had to go in person for the kids. She couldn't do the kids on police record. I'm like, anyway. So that's my bad.
All right. Well, that's excellent. I mean, you can do so many things and so many services. You can get your birth certificate, marriage certificates, all this other stuff. You can get different permits. You can apply for different licenses. It's a very, very, very good tool. And so a lot of the things that people had excuses for, they didn't have time to go in and do this and all that, because I'm one of those people, you can now eliminate some of those excuses. All right?
Yes. In fact, as you mentioned time, I must take the opportunity to point out to you as well that via my gateway itself, you can appoint another individual who is also registered on my gateway to be a proxy to collect the documents for you. And as you recall, I said our long-term goal is where you don't need to collect it because it's going to be delivered on your phone. Now, another functionality that is coming is where you will be able to assign a proxy again to actually complete the transaction end to end on your behalf. Mm-hmm. So if you needed 6 transactions and you know, you're a Juan McCartney or a Oprah Winfrey, and you know, you have people to do these things, and you can have your attorney or whoever you designate to process things on your behalf.
Right, absolutely. Now, what I found interesting is with the road traffic department, there are still people who don't understand that you can go book an appointment and they just show up and have to wait an inordinate amount of time. And booking an appointment, it is incredibly easy.
That's why we're here with you.
Right.
Thank you. That's why we're urging people to sign up.
Yeah, exactly. So you can go and you don't have to wait on the line for your driver's license. You don't have to wait an inordinate amount of time to get your vehicle renewed. You can do these things online. Like the Bahamas is changing, and it's actually progress that I love seeing.
Yes, and we're working feverishly to get that very service available in Grand Bahama at the shortest possible time.
Mm-hmm. It also does, it helps people in the Family Islands as well. If you can get all of them registered, they don't have, and you can actually deliver to them all their documents and stuff like that electronically, then they're going to have to fly to Nassau to renew all this stuff and get all this stuff done. So it really
interestingly that you mentioned that, because what we found too for the Family Islanders, the cost of the service really is minuscule compared to the cost of accessing the service. So they spend a lot more and use a lot of time just to access the service. And this is 2021. We're going into 2022. We think we need to change that.
Okay, excellent. Well, I'm looking forward to more progress from My Gateway. It's a great initiative, and I think it's one of the things that we definitely have gotten right.
Bless your heart. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. So good talking to you, Michael Hamilton and Sumitra, so much for coming on and informing us about My Gateway. And I do urge Bahamians to sign up. Someone says they're trying to sign up and it won't let them. What do they do?
They can reach out to our help desk.
Okay, call the help desk, and they're going to hook it up for you. But go on it. Yes. It's really, really convenient, and I found it to be excellent. Now, if you need to get immigration hooked up to that too, and then I know immigration has its own system, but that's what I talk about, integration synergy, you know what I mean? So where all the systems can talk to each other.
Somehow I think we need to check the room when we have our next set of meetings, Sumitra. It seems that he's getting some...
He's listening in on us.
Okay. So that's in the works too then?
That's in the works.
Excellent. Yeah. All right, great. Well, thanks so much. And you'll keep us posted on new developments as they come along.
Definitely.
All right. Take care out there.
Cheers. Have a good one.
Good evening.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be talking with Hubert Edwards about the Global Leadership Summit. Stay tuned.
Helping out each other, family and everybody. It's a simple act of kindness with you, me, and RBC.
RBC wants to spread acts of kindness during this festive season. One simple act of kindness for our friends, co-workers, and communities can cause the brightest smile. Help a stranger, give a food basket, or call an elderly person. Share your stories at facebook.com/RBC Caribbean.
Acts of kindness, RBC.
Do you miss social events with family and friends? Attending social events or dining in your favorite restaurant? The Johnson & Johnson vaccine is and you only need one shot. One and done and fully vaccinated for now. The more persons vaccinated, the more these pleasurable activities are possible in safer environments. There are many reasons to get vaccinated, but the most important one is that you and your loved ones are protected. To be safe, continue to wash your hands, wear your face mask, practice physical distancing, and get vaccinated.
This message has been brought to you by the Ministry of Health and this radio station.
Primo time! Marco's Pizza and Coca-Cola have teamed up for a Primo giveaway. That's right, we are giving away the latest tech gifts. Win either a tablet with a Wi-Fi plan, iPhone, Samsung tablet, or Marco's and Coke Bucks. To enter, just make a minimum purchase of $22, which must include a 2-liter Coke product. Fill out your entry receipt and drop it into the Coca-Cola bottle located at any of our stores. Marco's, every store, every day, the Italian way. Hello, Primo.
Let me ask you a few questions. What's your name?
Pam.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Is your money safe?
It's under my bed, I guess so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why?
Unless your money is in a bank or credit union that's a member of the Deposit Insurance Corporation, there's no guarantee it's safe.
Yeah, but what if something happens to the bank?
Your Bahamian dollar deposits are insured up to $50,000, so you'd still be ahead. Plus, your mattress might catch fire. Then what?
Man, those banks and credit unions are looking good right about now.
Visit the DIC's website at www.dic.bs. Protection for your money, guaranteed with DIC.
It's a different kind of Christmas, but everything is here.
Yes, everything is here at ShopSmart Department Stores. Two locations just for you. One on Mackey Street next to RBC and in the Prince Charles Shopping Plaza. Come on down. Everything is here.
At ShopSmart. At ShopSmart. At ShopSmart. Oh, everything is here.
This is Guard Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Will McCartney. Good to have you with us. We are going to be talking in a moment with Hubert Edwards about Success Summit 2021 that's taking place this weekend. While we're waiting for Hubert, we will look at some text. It says, one, my gateway excludes an important sector. I'm a longtime permanent resident with the right to work. I'm also a property owner. I was not able to sign up, kept asking me for my work permit. You need to call the help desk. I'm not sure what's that. This says, one, my gateway, huh? You have to use your credit card. Who has access to that info? Who are the beneficial owners and where do they live? Do they have a loss bond on deposit with the bank to cover any losses through hacking? Good question, but they just told you how safe that the system is. So, you know, online banking, using a credit card online, it is always some level of risk, but it's a standard thing now. All right, we got Hubert Edwards on the line. Good afternoon, Hubert. How's it going?
Hello?
Hello.
I'm not Hubert Edwards.
Oh, I thought, where's Hubert Edwards? He didn't come yet? Okay. Hey, right, how you doing?
Hi, I'm Warren McCartney.
All is well.
All right, well, hey, Warren, I was looking at the news yesterday. You know the former U.S. ambassador?
If I did what?
You know, Avant.
Yeah, Nicole Avant, yeah.
Her mother got killed last night.
Yes, I saw that.
I know she was like Beverly Hills royalty. Her daddy is some big time music mogul. I don't know, her husband is CEO of Netflix.
Okay.
You know, for her.
Okay. Thanks for letting us know. Okay. Let's go to some more texts. This says, LOL, the mainstream media didn't even cover the defense arguments in the Rittenhouse trial. Each person who attacked the young man had a rap sheet a mile long. So were all those criminals in one place at the same time? Yeah, I mean, I don't have any opinion one way or the other about the Rittenhouse thing. But based on the facts and the videos I saw, it didn't add up to the narrative that was being sold that, you know, he was some hardcore white supremacist who went out there to go kill people. All right. So that's just what I saw. Says one, you're starting to scare me. Check yourself in the ping around. You're starting to drift. Light skin does not equal white and never will. Rittenhouse is clearly affiliated with white supremacists. He was in photos throwing up white power signs and had legal fees funded by persons who are in videos calling for race wars. And further to that, skateboard versus an AR-15, don't even try to rationalize that. If you swing a skateboard at my head and I have a gun in my hand, right? You don't think someone's going to use that gun? They're already out there with a gun. They have a gun in my hand. And a dude tried to point a gun at him. I don't share your views on the Rittenhouse thing. I think that it was bad media coverage to sell a narrative. It says, thanks for letting us know, LOL. I don't know. It says, hi, Juan. Great show as always. I guess Robert just needed to inform you that Yvonne's mother would kill. I mean, I try, man. I try. Juan, is it ethical for a sitting ambassador for our country, Sebas, to be promoting his new businesses? Is there a conflict of interest in any capacity? I mean, I don't know why it would be a problem. All right. Okay. I'm not going to be here tomorrow, by the way. So, just so you know. It says, I registered with my gateway just now. 3 minutes was correct, estimated timing. Looking forward to getting my old jalopy license. Hope all the people that waited 2 years to license ain't going to be clogging up the place. I got to go get a license. I got to go get a license for the end of the month. It says, my gateway is awesome. Put in for my police and traffic records on Monday. And pickup yesterday was in the center 5 minutes and was done. It says, finally, future stuff took long enough. Yes, all caps are on purpose. I'm that excited. Next, passports. You can do passports. The only, like, my sister was there recently, and she renewed her passport, right? And she had to go to the Registrar General's department to get her stuff in a timely fashion. And so if they could switch it to where you could actually go, you could do it online, and everything could talk to each other, XYZ. It says, one, it is absolutely stupid to wear a mask walking around outdoors. It says, Ari, my gateway. It keeps telling me I'm signed up, but I can't get on because I don't remember my username and password and don't see a link to change my username and password. Oh, that's interesting. Okay, we got Hubert Edwards on the line. Good afternoon, Hubert. How's it going?
Good afternoon, Juan McCartney. Everything is good, man.
Excellent. So we got Success Summit 2021 coming up here shortly.
Yes, it is going to. We start in tomorrow. We'll be broadcasting from BFM. I'm actually right now at BFM trying to get some logistic things work out, you know, putting in the background and checking out the location. So, yeah, we are back again, and this year we are seeking to be bigger and better. But more importantly, we want to be in a position where we can serve the public and help to secure funding for scholarship, present our leadership awards, and just to, you know, make a contribution to find a way of giving back and to help individuals who would have, you know, been going through challenges, or, you know, you're not going through challenges, but you just want to grow as an individual. You know, that's where we are, and we are doing it at this time early in December, so that, you know, you have enough time to reflect on 2021 and enough time to prepare for 2022.
Excellent. So you're actually having it in person this year?
No, it's going to be, it's hybrid.
Okay.
Let's say it's hybrid, but certainly if persons want to turn up at BFM, and it's totally free, if you want to turn up at BFM, you will feel free to do so. I'm sitting currently right in the sanctuary, and there are hundreds and hundreds of feet. You can literally sit 100 feet or more from any individual without being concerned about social distancing restrictions. So we would love to have some persons in the room, and our other persons will be consuming via Zoom. We'll also be streaming via YouTube and Facebook.
Excellent. Now, I see that you have a ton of speakers lined up. I noticed that Juan McCartney isn't among them, but I'm not at that level yet. You know, I'll get there one day. But you have a ton of speakers lined up. Tell me about some of the people who are going to be speaking and what they're presenting about.
Yeah, well, you know, we have always been fortunate to be able to attract a good cadre of speakers, and certainly Juan McCartney will be on one day. I'm listening to all of these fantastic stories you have, so, you know, I have that in my notebook. But on the first day, we have Carlos Palacios and Dr. Dave Burrows and Cheryl Carroll and her husband, Renico Carroll, who will be presenting on the first day. We have two bankers out of Jamaica, Mr. Garfield Morgan and Conroy Ward, who will be presenting also. Ms. Sutherland, Edda Sutherland from the Bahamas, Nakira Dean from the Bahamas. And we have a young man out of Nigeria who will be there, Jesse Panada, and then educator Jasmine Beckford-Johnson. And so they will be presenting on day one. We are targeting the youth. We are targeting the school. We are going to be beaming into a number of schools in Jamaica. And we would have sent out invitations through the president of the BUT and some other channels to get students from the Bahamas to log in and to, you know, participate in day one. On day two, we have another, you know, reasonable size number of presenters. We have Jeffrey Beckles from the Bahamas. We have Valerie Grant, who is a technology entrepreneur from Jamaica, quantum psychologist Lakem Samaj from Jamaica, educator and retired educator and administrator now, Dr. Charmaine Gooden from Jamaica. We have Franklin Butler from Rev Alive, and he will be presenting, as a matter of fact, he will be presenting on how you can develop and maintain familial wealth. And that is something I hear you talk about all the time, Juan. How do we create wealth for our family? He will be speaking on that, so you definitely want to hear that. Kayleen Newton will be speaking about creating a financial legacy, and so that is important. We have Alex Ayama out of Canada, and he will be talking about leadership and how leadership impacts success. Gail McSweeney from the United States and Alfred Thomas from Jamaica. He's an educator, principal of a school. We have Troy Strawn, who will be talking about creating your doors. When there are no opportunities, you have to, you know, sometimes we're always talking about kicking down the door. Why don't you create your own doors? Simone Bowe from the Bahamas. We have Ahmad Thompson from the Bahamas. We have Carlos Palacios again, but we have Anastasia Palacios, his wife, who will be speaking on how you project yourself in front of the camera and use your opportunities in that way to develop income and to grow. We have Cheryl Bazard, former senator, who will be presenting, and she is going to be talking to the guy who always gets left behind, the underdog, the one who doesn't get everything handed to him but still find a way to move forward. She'll be sharing that. We have Ms. Victoria Mullins, who will be sharing also. And finally, we have Matt Kinsey, who is the international president-elect for Toastmasters in 2023. He will sit over the whole Toastmaster organization globally. And so we're very, very pleased and we're very delighted and thankful to have had the opportunity to get such a wonderful and diverse cast of individuals to present at this year's summit.
Okay, excellent. So how can people sign up? How can people get to the summit or log on to the summit?
Well, first of all, the summit is free. All you need to do is to go to nlsolutionsbahamas.com. nlsolutionsbahamas.com. You will see a link which says Success Summit. You click on that and you will be able to, it will take you to the Zoom sign up. You have to register in order to get into the Zoom. Otherwise, you may wish to consume the event via YouTube. And so we will be streaming on YouTube and we will be streaming on Facebook. But we definitely want to persons to go ahead and register. We also definitely is encouraging some individuals to be here with us at BFM, because we are going to be celebrating with some very important individuals. We have five students who will be receiving scholarship grants tomorrow. Last year, when we started with three. We did three last year. And this year, because it's our fifth year, we have increased that to five. So we have five wonderful and brilliant young people who will be receiving their recognition tomorrow. And we want some persons in the room to be able to celebrate with them. And then on Saturday, we will be also extending and recognizing some individuals for their contribution in the era of leadership. Persons in the name of Tanya McCartney, Evelyn Kassar. We will be recognizing Keith Major Sr. We will be also recognizing Dr. Dave Burrows. And all four of these individuals will be receiving the Dr. Miles Monroe Memorial Award. And then we will also be recognizing Mr. Clement Foster and Mr. Patrick Anlin, two non-native Bahamians. And they will be receiving the Marcus Garvey Robert Love Memorial Award. This is an inaugural award, the first time we are doing it. And we have, I think, two very, very good ambassadors who represent all that is good about persons who were born outside of the Bahamas, coming into the Bahamas and making a yeoman contribution. And so we're looking forward for persons to come and share in that one.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much, Hubert. One day I'll make it to the global leadership roster of speakers. But not this year, but I'm still very interested in it, and I still want to hear some of these speakers that you have, because it's a lot of great people, and I know it's very substantive.
Definitely. You know, we look forward. At some point in time, we will have so many other persons. As we have talked about before, Juan, this is about creating a platform where Bahamians in the main can participate, and then we want to spread this throughout the region. And so certainly, you know, your space is secure. We know that. You know, all of these stories that you keep telling on the radio, which is drawing in your audience, we want you to put them together, and one day you'll be sharing them on stage at the summit.
Absolutely. All right, Hubert, well, best of luck with it, and I'm sure it'll be great.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it.
All right. All the best. Take care. Hubert Edwards. All right. We're going to do some text messages. Are we breaking? Okay, we're going to break, and we'll be back.
MyGateway is the centralized, safe, secure way to access and pay for government services online. Go to mygateway.gov.bs and log in to request a police character certificate, renew your passport or driver's license, and more. Receive emails confirming requests and alerts when documents are ready. You must have a valid government-issued ID in order to collect documents. MyGateway is fast, easy, and convenient. Go to mygateway.gov.bs and register today.
Cashmas time, here we go. Percy's doing it big this year. Cashmas time with extra chair. 12 days of merry winnings from your friends at Island Game. Friends we trust, hey, we know. Cashmas time, here we go. Prizes and lots of dough. This Christmas, come catch a lick with 20 on your account. Quick, quick, quick. And you can win some awesome at Percy's Island Game. Yeah.
Throughout our lifetime, we must all make decisions. No matter how we choose, the right one just needs to be made. Like having J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers as your insurance partner. We've been serving the Bahamas for over 100 years. Whether you need home, motor, marine, or commercial insurance, make the right decision. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
Welcome back to The Revolution on Guardian Radio. Believe in joy, the joy of John Bull. Shop this holiday season for the opportunity to be one of 24 $500 gift card winners. Follow John Bull on Facebook and Instagram, where daily winners will be announced. So you just got to win. You don't have to actually go buy anything. I'm going to go follow them today. All right. We'll do text messages and then we'll get out of here. The call-in thing didn't work so well today. It says, if you want to use a relatable medium for listeners who don't read in relation to COVID and Omicron, use the Resident Evil movie series. Hopefully, if man-made, it kills those who created it. Those whom seek to rule the world must realize there are consequences for their actions. Events like this never end well for anybody. It says, Juan, Rittenhouse seemed guilty to me. Well, the thing about it, right? First of all, he was found not guilty, which, if you saw the evidence that was presented, you can't have me send a dude to prison for life on that. All right. My point about him is not so much about that case in particular and how you personally feel about that. My point was about the imbalance in the reporting of it in mainstream American media, all right? And I relate that to the imbalance about reporting of COVID and all issues surrounding in mainstream media. So what you want is you want to show definitively that white supremacy is a problem in the United States of America, and you want to make this guy the symbol of it. And white supremacy is a problem in the United States of America. Okay, but you can just take this guy and make him the symbol of it without reporting all sides of the issue, okay? Because that's not journalism. That's propaganda. And so I start to look at a lot of this reporting on COVID, and I go, you know, a lot of this ain't journalism, dude. It's propaganda, you know? It used to be just give all the facts and let people decide, but now it's, let me pull you toward one direction, all right? And I'm a journalist, and I'm telling you, that's not journalism, all right? If you want to write opinion pieces about these things, knock yourself out. But in terms of journalism, I need you to report properly, man, and I expect better from these institutions. And I don't know why they're doing it, but they're latching on to these narratives, trying to sway people, and I don't get it. I thought the job was about something different than that. One, we have vaccinated. Have we vaccinated the illegal persons working and living in the Bahamas? I'm not sure. Last I checked, and I could be wrong about this, you had to be a Bahamian, but I don't think they, I don't know. I remember after 9/11, the media bias was crazy. One particular MSNBC story reported that the detainees at Guantanamo had selected a leader. They showed a doctored picture of the guy with this dark coloring around his eyes to make him look evil. I wrote and told them that every group on Earth selects a leader to just report the news, and we could think for ourselves. Would you believe they adopted that blurb? MSNBC won. They no longer use it. It says, I read that, and they just, at the end of the book, they discovered that they weren't the only silo. Drama. The girl went outside, and there they are. I read that years ago. We got some readers, Kermie. It says, I read Game of Thrones before it was Game of Thrones, too. I did, too. I read Game of Thrones, and I felt superior to everybody. right? When Game of Thrones came out. Because when everybody was surprised at all the shocking things that happened, I already knew, you know? And then the show eclipsed the books. And I was like, damn. It's like the Wheel of Time show. Anyone read Wheel of Time? I got any Robert Jordan fans out here? Wheel of Time. Dragon Reborn. Randall Thor. One Power. There's a show on Amazon. By the way, Jeff Bezos and Amazon should be tried before The Hague for what they did to Wheel of Time with that TV show. Firstly, if you read Wheel of Time, I don't have a problem with casting with diversity like they did it with The Witcher, and I don't have a problem with it. But if you read Wheel of Time, every race on Earth eventually shows up. But there are specific reasons why the people look like they do in the Wheel of Time. And to throw all that out the window for the sake of, say, well, we want to have diversity casting, I don't understand it. All right? So, and they did a lot of other squirrely stuff, too, with Wheel of Time. And I can't even watch it. I told my wife, like, aren't you going to watch the rest of it? I was like, I can't watch it. They're going to ruin it for me. Like, make new stuff. Okay? You don't have to do that to the stuff that's already there. Just like in Game of Thrones, right? Every race eventually shows up. Every race doesn't play a prominent part throughout, but every race eventually shows up. Since I read every Robert Jordan novel. Yeah, I haven't read every Robert. I've read all the Wheel of Time novels. So I tried to use my gateway to license my vehicle in Grand Bahama, and it didn't work. I don't think they're doing the vehicle licensing at Grand Bahama yet. It says, bro, the countries are putting the ban on Omicron virus because it's making fully vaccinated persons sick, but unvaccinated persons are not getting sick. Well, I don't have any data to support that. It says, credit card online may be standard to you, but I lost $1,900 to someone buying groceries in Chile last time I paid by check. Unhackable. I mean, there are leaks, man. Because like I said, some dude in Bangalore tried to hit my card for like $700, but the bank caught it. Shout out the First Caribbean. It says, one, the registration was quick and easy. Good, good for you. It says, good afternoon, Mr. McCartney. It seems as if you stay at home almost every Friday. I hate that, but can you ask Leavitt Miller to host in your absence? I could ask him. I gave him my reason before. It's like, my wife's off on Friday. The kids got out of school early. I'm on this like rigid work thing, and I don't have to work for the newspaper on Friday, and so I don't truly feel like I'm off. So I'm trying to do more of take Fridays off. It won't be every Friday, but it'll be as many as I can squeeze in. Unless, you know what? You know how to get me here every Friday? Like, pay for an interview, and I'll come. Book a remote and I'll be here. Like, if that's the case, I'll be here. All right. So, the other thing I wanted to talk about today that we weren't able to get to earlier because you wanted to inform me about Nicole Levant's mother, which is very sad, actually, is the issue about the vaccines about to expire. Now, if you heard just now during the break, or one of the breaks in this hour, there was an advertisement by the Ministry of Health about getting the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, because about 20,000 doses of that are probably going to expire by the end of the year. All right? Now, Dr. Minnis, who I still think should be followed by hecklers, he actually had a good idea. See, I can give him credit for things. He had a good idea. All right? He said, we may be placed in a position where we would be discarding vaccines, which would send a very terrible message to the international community, whom I'm certain are monitoring our vaccination rates and make it very difficult for us to receive vaccines moving forward. The J&J one-dose vaccine that was purchased from the African platform in conjunction with CARICOM Nations, we would have approved a $45,000 deposit. That was 15%, so that was already paid. To discard 20,000
sends a very bad message. When we were in similar situations, we used to monitor our rate versus expiration. And when we found ourselves in difficulty, we would exchange with various different countries so as to extend our expiration date and utilize our vaccines as opposed to discarding them. So it needs to be explored with other territories so as not to throw away the $45,000 we already paid as a deposit. We still have outstanding to pay. And I agree with Minnis. Right? Shocker. I know, everyone's shocked. I agree with him. What's the point in tossing the vaccines if there's someone out there who needs them? So maybe there's another CARICOM country that wants them and is low on Johnson & Johnson and is having a good vaccination uptake. Maybe there's an African country that needs them and is having a problem with uptake. You want to put ban on African countries? Why don't you send some vaccines to the African countries? All right, or you could swap them out, right? Maybe they got something else, and more people want the J&J, and they got some AstraZeneca, and we could swap them out. But there's no sense in just discarding 20,000 doses of the vaccine. And what they're doing now is they're giving incentives to go and take the Johnson & Johnson. Well, Darvel says they're working on incentives to go and get for people to go take the Johnson & Johnson. And, you know, if for nothing else, take it so you can go do stuff. You know what I mean? That's the incentive. That incentivized me. Right? Take it so you can go in a restaurant and eat. Or you don't want to do that because you got to... Omicron's going to get you, right? Omicron? Yeah, they told me it's a movie from the 60s. Yeah. I didn't... Someone sent me a link to the YouTube thing, but I didn't watch it yet, but I will. You can go. Like, I'm not saying be reckless, but I'm saying take it down a notch, right? And there are some people who are still very, very afraid, like Candia. Dame, she's like, takes no chances. She's telling me, Juan, don't have people in the studio. Da-da-da-da. And I was like, I don't have this level of fear that you do. I have a level of caution. But I don't have this level of fear. I've been in the gym for months and months and months, and it's been fine, all right? I've been to Atlantis when there were 700,000 people there, and it's fine. I've been to Bahamar. I've been tons of other places. You know, be safe, exercise caution, but let's all stop losing our minds. So speaking of Game of Thrones, remember the Dominican-looking girl who's always up under Khaleesi? Fire. Yeah, she was nice, and they killed her. We got a phone call? Sure, we'll take one last one. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Juan, how you doing?
I'm great. How's it going?
Not bad, Juan. Hey, Juan, I know this isn't on the topic of vaccines,
mm-hmm.
but I remember the statement made by the Prime Minister, the Right Honorable Philip Brave Davis, stating that he's for all the Bahamian people. We, the people, have been cutting our roadsides and parks and stuff like that and unable to get paid. I know there was an investigation.
I thought you said they paid you.
They paid me then.
Okay.
Now we haven't gotten paid for November or October.
Okay, for the verges.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Roadsides and parks, we have not been paid for that.
Well, Mikhail Bonaby was in the House today talking about they're having a $500,000 a month shortfall in beaches and parks. So maybe that's got something to do with it. So I'm not sure what exactly is happening, but I'll try to go back through what he said and see if he said anything about this payment issue.
I appreciate that very much, Juan. Okay?
Okay. Excellent.
Your show, always interesting.
All right. Thanks a lot. His last book I read was The VAT Guidelines in 2014. This says, Juan, why are they messing up the author's creation? Write your own book, movie, or stop being lazy and explain why certain characters have to be a specific race agenda, or only let someone like Peter Jackson turn your book into a movie. Yeah, y'all broke my heart, Amazon, with Wheel of Time. Don't mess up Lord of the Rings, please. It's like the people who made Wheel of Time, like, they don't even care about the books. Like, it's very, and people,
You know, a big criticism of Wheel of Time, sorry, we're going to geek out for a second. A big criticism of Wheel of Time is it's so, anyway, it's too complicated to get into. Actually, we'll be here all day. My wife, like, runs away from me when I start talking about it. It says, one, I suggest they use the Johnson & Johnson as boosters. They may find more people who already got the shots but are ready for a booster. Yeah, that's actually a great idea. That's a great idea for the J&J. Now you're thinking. All right, we're out of time. As I say, I won't be here. It's a start a movie review Zoom group. I'm gonna start writing movie reviews. I used to write movie reviews and do reporting for a college newspaper. In fact, I'm just gonna write a thing on how disappointed I am with Wheel of Time. It's disgraceful. All right. But if you haven't read the books, then you want to check it out and knock yourself out. That's gonna do it for the show today, guys. You guys take care out there and have a great day and have a great weekend, Bahamas.